Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Elliot Shore Parks probably already has his bags packed. He's ready to go to Arizona. He joins us right now. Eagles reporter for 94WIP. Go Birds Radio. Go Birds Podcast with James Seltzer. What's up, ESP?
What up? How you guys doing today?
Elliot, what's up, brother?
What up? You guys excited? We'll be in Arizona together in what, 48 hours, something like that?
Yes.
I bet.
Going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. It is. So a lot of stuff to talk about from today at practice. Avante Maddox out there in a boot. I don't know what was said about it afterwards. It's obviously not a good thing if he played and then he's back in the boot.
Maybe. I mean, look, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. You know, the sense I get is this is more precautionary in terms of maybe they have 2 weeks until they play. I agree the general assessment is you would rather see him out there practicing. But, you know, they do have a full week. You know, next week when he gets to Arizona, we'll see then if he's also not practicing. I still think the expectation is that he's going to play. So, you know, maybe this is just something they feel at his stage of the rehab he should be doing. So not ideal, but I also don't think it's, you know, time to raise a big alarm about it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's time to raise alarm about it with you. I'm with you on that. I just – what it says to me, he's not 100% healthy. You don't go from being healthy and then back in the boot, right? So, yeah,
right.
That's what it says.
You don't wear the boot for fun, you know. Like,
right.
Like, it wasn't like random players are out there in boots, you know. So, yeah, I mean, clearly – yeah, it's definitely related to his injury for sure. And, you know, he's not the only one. I mean, there's a lot of players on the team at this point that are, they're not 100%. So I think that much like when they got that bye week before their game against the Giants, this bye week as well before the Super Bowl is definitely really helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else? What else stood out? What was the other big story from down at practice, Elliot?
Well, I don't know if the punter is ever going to qualify as a big story, but I mean, Aaron Tipos is back to practicing. And look, with the way Brett Kern has punted recently, you know, it's a really good thing. I think that Aaron Tipos might be back. He hasn't punted in a while, so that's worrisome. And, you know, again, holding, he hasn't done that in a while. So there's certainly, he's going to have to get back in the swing of things. But against this Chiefs offense, I mean, ideally you're never punting because you're going to have to score a lot of points to win this game. But especially, you know, you don't want a shank punt to give the Chiefs good field position. So I think Sipos probably will punt. The fact he's back to practicing is a good sign.
I always like to know, like, the temperature in the room with the players.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not they are – so locked in, it seems like they're a little tense or intense, or are they relaxed? Are they too loose? Like, what's the feel you get from the players coming out of the locker room?
Yeah. Well, it's different in the way that, you know, a lot of guys that are talking this week are talking up at a podium. So guys like Kelsey, you know, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, AJ Brown, guys you normally see lingering around in the locker room, they're up at the podium, and then so that's when the locker room's open, and then by the time locker room, you know, there's 10 or 15 minutes left, there's not many people in there. So I don't get – but I will say I don't get a sense of anything different. You know, outside of just procedural stuff, like the fact that they have press conferences, I don't sense a more tense team, practice. The beginning of practice is the same. The music is blasting. Nick Sirianni's walking around talking to people. Fletcher Cox is joking around. So they seem like the same old team. You know, I don't sense anything really different.
The Giants, Giants safety Julian Love had said yesterday on TV that more or less Nick Sirianni's just along for the ride. It's the roster.
Yeah.
It's not him. I know Brandon had said something, I think, yesterday about it, but were the questions asked about that?
So Kelsey was asked about it somewhat. It wasn't Julian Love's name wasn't mentioned, but Kelce was asked just about how Nick Sirianni has helped this team, and I thought what he said was really a good answer in terms of explaining for people who aren't in the building every day how valuable what Nick has done is. And Kelce said he feels Nick has created an environment that allowed coaches to be the best version of themselves and players to be the best version of themselves, in addition to, you know, having a big part in building this offense. But I think what people do miss with Sirianni is this team's expectations were not supposed to be in the Super Bowl. They had a chance. They were a Super Bowl type of roster, but they weren't the favorite to be here. They weren't the favorite to win the NFC. They weren't even really, for the majority of the offseason, the favorite to win the NFC East, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's been a bit of revisionist history in terms of how good this team was supposed to be. They have exceeded expectations, I would argue, more than anybody in the league when you look at their win-loss totals. But even outside of that, they are a team that was way, way better than they were supposed to be. And I think that's what Julian Love missed out on.
So talking a little Jonathan Gannon today, Elliot, and it's just a thought that I had, which is like, hey, how much do I trust Jonathan Gannon and this defense against the elite quarterbacks in the league? We know what we saw last year. We know what we saw in this year was not a lot of good quarterbacks they faced. Dak sliced and diced them a little bit there. How much confidence do you have in Jonathan Gannon going up against the top quarterback? And by the way, Andy Reid, call him, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best answer I'll give you is I wouldn't have confidence in any defensive coordinator going up against this offense, right? I mean, it depends on what your expectations are. Do I think they can hold them to less than 30 points? Yeah, I think there's a chance because they have a talented defense and they've been a really good defense all year. But, you know, as we get closer to the game, I really think it should be emphasized. This Chiefs offense is unbelievably good. Their offensive line is maybe the best pass-blocking offensive line in the NFL. Their passing offense is the best in the NFL. They can run the ball when they need to. Like, they don't have great receivers, but they've been able to pass the ball at will. So do I think that this defense is going to hold the Chiefs to 23 points? No, I would be surprised. Do I think they can hold them under 30? There's a chance, but just not a lot of teams do that to the Chiefs. So I think expectations need to be realistic on what this defense can accomplish in this game.
Any concerns about the passing game of the Eagles? A.J. Brown through two postseason games, almost non-existent. I know they haven't needed him, but he's almost been non-existent. I'm thinking of the two playoff games. The biggest play I remember Devontae making is obviously the first big play in the Giants game and the early play he made against the 49ers. But other than those two catches, hasn't been a whole lot out of him, and Jalen's passing numbers won't necessarily blow you away. I only ask that to say it's the one thing we seem to not want to discuss with the football team. So I need to ask you, is there any concern about the passing game going forward?
So it's a great question. I mean, the Chiefs' passing defense is good. They're fourth best in the league in yards allowed per pass attempt. So they've been a really good secondary this year. They have really good safeties. They have one really good corner, and another two are rookies, but they're solid. So I think even if the passing offense was working at a great level heading into this game, there would be some concern about how they would be able to throw it against the Chiefs. Now, I think the two games we've seen Jalen play in the playoffs, I believe the reason the passing offense hasn't looked great is because they haven't really had to play the second half of these games. Against the Giants, I think it was, 28-0 at half?
Yep.
And then with the Niners, it was 21-7, but with no quarterback, you knew.
Felt like 28-0. Yeah, it may as well have been 28-0.
Right.
Yeah.
So I agree. There have been missed throws, and they're concerning, but they're really only, you know, two or three throws we're talking about that weren't great, and that's just not a lot of throws. Now, my bigger concern would be, to get back to the Chiefs' offense, the Chiefs' offense is going to score, and this Eagles' offense is going to have to throw the ball at a level where they get into the 30s to win the game. And it's just been a long time since we've seen them.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking that. Yep.
So I think it's definitely fair to have concern. Like, if they were playing, you know, almost any other team besides the Chiefs, you know, I think you could say, well, you know, they can run the ball great. Maybe they don't have to pass it at an elite level. Mm-hmm. But to win this game, they're going to have to. So I think because of the opponent, it's definitely fair to be concerned.
Yeah.
Elliot, would you rather in the Super Bowl be in the lead and the Chiefs have the ball driving, the Chiefs have the ball with a chance to win,
right?
Or would you rather be the Eagles losing but you have the ball late in the game?
So, I mean, not to get too particular, but are we talking touchdown, field goal?
Like, yeah, it matters.
Yeah. I'll say this either way. I would much rather have the ball in the offense's hand. I just think it's easier in today's NFL to score than it is to stop people from scoring. And especially
Pat Mahomes. Yeah.
Right.
And again, and Andy Reid, right? I mean, he's maybe the best offensive mind in the NFL right now, right?
In terms of head
coach and a schemer. So there's that concern as well. I think that if the Eagles had the ball, the Chiefs defense is the weakest of the four units in this game. Maybe not considerably, but I think there's a decent size gap between the other three units and that unit. So if the Eagles had the ball late and they had to score a touchdown or a field goal, I would rather take my chances that way than have to stop Patrick Mahomes at the end of the game.
Yeah. We've seen him do it a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Hey, Elliot, last thing. How healthy do you think Pat Mahomes is and is going to be in a week and in some days?
I thought against the Bengals, he looked healthy enough, I guess. You know, he did make some plays with his legs, and he made arguably the biggest play of the game with his legs when he ran for that first down and then got pushed out of bounds. So, you know, it was, I think he was able to move. 23 points is not a great output for that offense, so maybe that's part of it. But, you know, much like when we talked about Avante and Lane and Jalen, he gets 2 weeks off too. So I think that if the hope is going to this game that they're going to win because Patrick Mahomes isn't himself, I think that's not going to be a winning formula. If they win this game, it'll be because they're going to have to play their best game of the season. I think expecting anything less is a losing formula.
All right, there he is. You packed, Elliot? Are you? Because Ike is an early packer. He's been packed for a couple days now.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll say this: I've packed the clothes that I'm going to bring. I'm about to go shopping right now and get some new stuff. I'll be fully packed by sometime tomorrow. Yeah. But the outfits I've decided to bring are already packed.
There you go.
So how many outfits are you? Two or three?
Two a
new
day.
New ones.
Two a day.
Come on, two or three. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying how many new outfits are you buying?
Well, I think I'm going to get two new pairs of shoes probably. I'll probably get at least, I don't know, three or four new shirts. I feel like I'm probably good on jeans. So, we'll see. We'll see what the sales are, too,
Yeah.
We'll see what the move is.
He'll be the best dressed man.
I'm going to try. I mean, look, I'm out there with Ike. Ike's going to be Mr. Popular on Radio Row. I can tell already.
You're also out there with Jack, too.
I gotta at least try to.
Yeah, you got a competition, pal.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I look better in short sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, the Cavs are looking great. I've been running more, so don't let me wear shorts on Radio Row either.
Have you looked at – first of all, don't wear shorts on Radio Row. But also, have you looked at the weather? It's going to be in the 60s.
High 60s, yes.
That's hot to him. He'll still wear shorts. Yeah.
And the 40s at night, Elliot.
That guy's always wear shorts in the winter.
That's true.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Well, listen, get packed and get ready, and we'll see you on Sunday, all right?
All right, brother.
Sounds good. All right, see you guys then. Yep.
Sure. Elliot, I didn't want to have to break to Elliot. You only own one suit. He probably wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Well, he probably knows.
He does.
I think
sees Jack enough to know that he's not invested in his clothes.
It's about what you expect when you look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone had a question. Have you been to a funeral in your wedding suit as well? So are you?
It's a good question.
The one funeral I've been to recently, I was wearing work clothes because I had to go straight to work after. So
you didn't have the suit?
No.
But it sounds like you've been to a funeral in your wedding suit.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no. It was probably. I haven't been to many funerals, thank God.
I was going to say, probably not going to funerals.
Yeah, no. I don't make it a weekly thing to go to a funeral.
Well, I don't either, but you can't necessarily time them out.
Well, if they're outside, I guess that shouldn't really matter. But
no, it really shouldn't matter.
If they're outside.
And the funeral's on our side, Jack. They're indoors. It's not a damn wedding.
What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
They're like lowering the thing in to the ground.
Oh, you mean at the cemetery?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. But you still got to go to the
church
or whatever. It's called
a coffin, too. Lowering the thing into the ground, it's a coffin.
Or a funeral home, at least.
Lowering the thing into the ground.
Ought to be young. To be young and not even think about death most of the time.
Jack, let me ask you a question.
Think he's going to live forever, don't you?
What have you actually experienced in life? I mean, you're
I don't know. I mean, I feel I'm pretty well adjusted. I don't know how to change a tire,
Right.
I just put my I'm a practical thinker, right? So I don't think like, I got to look good for this occasion. Right. I don't really care.
Right.
Like,
which is fine. Yeah.
But I feel like I'm slowly getting there as I'm getting older. Like my style's significantly gone up. Like I remember I used to wear tube socks to work. I got bullied out of that.
I totally harried up and bullied him out of that one. Yeah,
that, so like we're with
that,
baby
that was
steps.
Not a good look. Yeah,
yeah, no, it's baby steps.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't wear sneakers anymore. I got nice boots now, / Allbirds.
What kind of boots?
Like casual, like a casual walker.
Yeah, congratulations. Yep. No longer wearing sneakers. Nope.
Good job.
Thanks, buddy. We're getting there.
There you go.
Don't let me heat up in 2023. That's all.
Man, listen.
Man, Jill's not going. She's a brand new man.
Yeah, exactly right.
Barely notice him anymore.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Yeah, we got to get. Maybe there's like an outlet or something in Phoenix where we can just take him when you're out there. Because I actually do need. I would like to do some shopping before I go out. I just don't know if I'm going to have time to do it.
What are you going to be shopping for?
Clothes. When you same thing Elliot's shopping for.
No, you're gonna bring your Miami Vice suit.
Yeah, like what are you talking? Elliot actually wants to go out there in new outfits. Like he doesn't need to.
Like because
hold on, he doesn't need to go shopping. You know damn well he has enough clothes,
plenty
that he could pack without having to go. But he wants.
But this is where it doesn't compute in my brain.
I didn't go shopping. I just go in my closet. Yeah, I got enough stuff,
which is fine.
Nobody in Arizona has seen me in, so it's new to them.
Right.
Elliot has a million things of clothing.
He's
fine. You don't have to
waste
money.
Yes, he doesn't need to go shopping.
Again, I think he's overpaid here because there's no way he should feel comfortable.
Or he's not contributing to the bills and his wife's paying all the bills.
He's overpaid here.
Well, he's also one of those sneakerhead dorks. Like, they're just sneakers.
He just chooses to spend his money on those things.
It's not right.
Soccer jerseys. Jack, to your point.
His appearance is important to him.
To your point, either he's shaking a money tree somewhere or he's overpaid here.
Were you at that wedding?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, that wasn't at a community center.
Just saying, there's new soccer jerseys every day.
Well, soccer jerseys aren't that. That's his style, I guess. It's more like... You have a bunch of nice clothes. You're going to Arizona.
You don't really need new clothes.
Just
bring one
suit.
Yeah. Well,
nobody wants new clothes.
That's definitely not happening where he only brings one suit. Well, and, you know, listen, when he goes out, the hair has to be right.
Who's he trying to impress? That's my other point.
Everybody that's there.
Yeah, everybody.
See, no, my personality impresses. Thank.
Well, and it's the whole idea of you're going to where the Super Bowl is going to be hosted. So he knows that there are going to be high-profile people there. And so if he happens to be at one of these events where you have high-profile people, he wants to make sure, if nothing else, he looks like he belongs there versus you or
my brother
Johnny Marks with his flannel on. Yeah, right. You may look like you're out of place.
Right.
Whereas Elliot can at least sort of dress the part.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he'll be well prepared for all occasions.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it's important to him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's important to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't, not that it matters to any of us because we're all married now, including Elliot.
Yes.
But I would imagine women are attracted to men who take interest in their appearance.
Which is why I've switched up to flannels.
Right.
Is that exactly?
Hold on.
Blackandanthem.com.
You locked down Jill in the fifth grade.
Ninth grade.
Yeah, it may as well have been the fifth grade.
At this point, it is the fifth grade.
It may as well have been the fifth grade. So you got a hold of Jill before she even knew.
She saw other options?
Yes, she is. Before she had other options available to her.
Yeah. You're a lucky man, Jack. Yeah.
You already brainwashed her before she had an opportunity.
No brainwashing.
Well, that's when you don't allow her to drive around the phone.
You don't let her see people or anything else, man.
This is as good as you're going to get. Yep. That's the motto. So tap that sign every day I leave the house.
I don't understand why you're questioning why I want to go shopping before the trip, though.
Well, because you're not really into your clothes.
Why are you insulting me?
You saw the suit at Elliot's wedding.
That was a nice suit.
Why are you insulting me?
Flag and Anthem is a great look.
I'm not saying to Jack's point. I'm not saying that I'm not coming in here looking 10 out of 10 as far as my clothes. I try for a 7. Right. I guess I would say.
Right.
Right. Like
look good when you come in.
Yeah, sure. I looked fantastic. Be nice to get a couple of new things to wear since the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about anything fancy.
Right.
New hoodie.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll go to Eddie Bauer and I'll get a nice shirt.
Eddie Bauer.
Yeah. That's a good place for you.
That's a good flannel place. I have some Eddie Bauers at home.
Eddie Bauer.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's go to Chris in Pensauk in New Jersey. Chris, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Oh my God. Comical, man, comical. I'm just having too much fun. I choked on my chicken cutlet from that dude. doubling down twice to grease it up. You can't make this stuff up. I'm on your guy's show, man. People wouldn't believe it if they didn't hear you. Johnny, I'm wearing an Eddie Bauer fleece right now, man, a black one.
Like, damn right. It's comfortable, too.
Yeah, it's a little zip down to mid to the, up
there. Oh, yeah.
The chest area?
Oh, yeah.
The quality is nice. Very nice.
Yeah, we need we need Jack and more of them.
Yeah, Jack, you look good in them. And, Johnny, you know I love you. You cannot be getting on Jack with about a suit, and Jack and Ike will have my side until you go to bed with normal clothing on.
That is normal clothing. True. Yeah, you wear a suit to bed.
The only thing you're missing is a trash bag to cut weight on 100 pounders.
So last night was.
Let's have some nookie time. Like my trash bag, it's a hefty. Here's itchy. Here's scratchy.
Last night was the night where I didn't wear pants to bed.
Uh oh.
Because
I need to see the package.
In the rotation, I had boxers on. In the rotation, it's just you get to the day where I'm not putting on a new because I don't wear the same pants to bed two nights in a row.
I love you, man. You're so nuts, man. You went in the boxers and Liv said, "I don't see a 10-incher."
Oh, well, I don't know if she said that. Man.
John, I love you, man. I gotta buy you a Kentucky Mule, man. We gotta drink some bourbon. Jiminy crickets.
You're funny, Chris.
Get back to the Eagles. I was only messing with Jack. John, I'm concerned. Damn right I'm concerned. I know who Andy Reid is. They can talk all the crap they want about him. He was one of the best coaches we ever had. All that dude is win. And he switches up. He comes out with plays that you don't even see him like flag football. 12-year-olds, they spin around.
And to your point, Chris, and Ike said this earlier, you're giving Andy Reid an extra week to come up with a couple wrinkles to where they usually pay off when he has something. We've seen it happen a lot of times. So.
And when Elliott was on, I'm glad he was on before me. I totally disagree with the Jalen Hurts. He's not concerned about the pass. And you know me, I'm a little geek with my numbers because I live off of quarters. Mm-hmm. He throws, since he came back from his shoulder, he threw 10 balls over 20 yards. He completed 3 of them, man. They're flat. He's going back to shot putting. You see, they're flat. His shoulders dropped. His elbows out. They're flat. I'm not picking on the kid. They're just right. He is hitting, they're not even at the chest. A.J. Brown's catching him at his feet. So I say stick with your game plan. Run 45 times, run the ball. Any way, shape, or form, don't give Mahomes the ball. And please, I think Jalen's in the top 5 quarterbacks. Guys, listen to John and Ike. He's not Mahomes, man. Mahomes is in a whole different bracket. I'm in a zip code, and Holmes is in a way different zip code with nobody else.
And it's okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's okay. Yeah.
It's fine. Hey, man, I got beat up hair. I don't tell everybody I'm a hair model. You know, it is what it is. You got other attributes, but I love it. I think if we keep him under 28, we got to keep him under 28, and we run the ball, we win. And Johnny, you know, on the way out, I always like to tweak you. Go Joe.
I know it's coming.
Harden got ripped off too, and I don't even like Harden.
Right.
What? I agree with you. I was thinking
I'm
the same thing this morning.
I'm like surprised Harden didn't get in the All Star game.
Well, he's seventh in the MVP rankings right now.
Yeah, he's leading the league in assists.
Yeah, he's 21 and 10 and whatever, 5 or 6 rebounds on one of the best teams in the conference.
Yeah, you got to give him his due. He's shooting a career high from three-point range, I believe, at 39%. I know he missed a month. That's why he didn't get in.
Yeah.
And it's hard to argue against that. But you put – see, this is where the fans voted Zion in. He damn sure missed a month or more of the season. But this was the reserves, so now the coaches are selecting guys.
Right. Yes.
Zion's played like 20 games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, should have never been voted in.
The fans voted him in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, cool dunk. We got James Harden making good passes right
And
there.
I don't even know if Zion's going to be able to play or not.
He'll play.
Yeah, well, I don't think KD's going to play. He got voted in too.
Yep.
Some of these guys are injured is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is Kyrie playing? See you.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be on the East Conference or Western Conference.
That's my point, because he apparently has asked for or requested a trade from the Nets before the deadline, which is coming up next Thursday. I don't know. I saw ahead of the deadline, so I know it's the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little weird. Like, you're literally a top 4 team in the Eastern Conference with an opportunity to potentially win a championship with the Nets. Where are you going?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
like, hold on. Didn't you want to play with Kevin Durant? Like, where are you going to? Like, where are you? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just play out the rest of the season and go be a free agent at the end of the year and go where you want to go?
Yeah, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, you're not getting an extension today. Nobody's giving you an extension. So even being traded, I don't. Something else is going on up there.
Agreed.
Something else is different there. I just don't get why he's playing his best basketball right now. Like, why would you
and request a trade?
Yeah, and where are you going?
Right.
Are you getting traded to a team that's going to win a title? Where are you going?
I want to see what's really going on. I want to hear what's really going on here. There's
something else going on up there.
I tend to agree with you. All right, Fletcher Cox was asked which team would win, 17 or this team. What did he say? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Hey, if you think there's a better snack out there than Tasty Cake, then you're simply mistaken. A day-old piece of sheet cake from a coworker's birthday? Come on, man. Mistake. How about your child's half-eaten syrup-soaked waffle? That's a common mistake. Or, worst of all, you resort to baking. Now, if it's not a Tasty Cake, it's a miscake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet cake or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Who I think will win? Oh, man. Probably 2017.
All right, we're back, Marks. Henry's, happy Football Friday, everybody. Twitter questions today sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the home team, that's Mark's Jewelers, the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Check them out, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Route 309 online, marks-jewelers.com. That's a good Twitter question, Jack Fritz. Ike, how would you answer that? Fletch said 2017.
Which team would win if they played each other? I think this team is better.
Yeah.
So I would think this team will win. But I understand why Fletch said 2017. They won.
They already won, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he's already won on that team.
What would the line be? Mm-hmm. I think, like, what?
This team would be
three and a half? 3.5 for this team?
Yeah, you know what? This team would probably be favored. Yeah, I would imagine that. But listen, the Eagles had, same as they do now, they had the best offensive line in football that year.
Yep. Their defensive line, they could get after the quarterback. This defensive line gets after the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right, similar offensive lines, both the best part of their team or one of the best parts
of their team. This secondary is better. Maybe not at the safety position, but even if I have C.J. Gardner-Johnson with Marcus Epps, even if I want to give the edge to Malcolm and Rodney, it's not some large gap between the two. You know what I mean? Like, CJ did have 6 interceptions in like 10 games.
Yep.
I don't know if that secondary had 6 interceptions all year.
Right.
That Eagles secondary.
No, like that defense felt like that they were able to get the quarterback, and that helped the secondary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our corners weren't very good. We had Mills and
Mills and Darby.
And Darby,
right?
Yeah, his corners.
Like, they weren't bad, but
Toast and Toast.
Yeah,
well, they were bad if they got challenged.
Well, if they didn't have the line,
mm-hmm.
But this defense feels like the secondary is good and the defensive line's good.
Yeah,
and one's not making the other.
Right. I agree. Offensively, this is clearly the better receiving group.
Running backs?
I think. Ooh.
Because you remember how Garrett Blunt was running. As good of a season as Miles had this year.
Well, Miles had a better season.
Oh, yeah, great season than anybody on that team, sure.
Yeah.
But for one game.
No, this running game is better because Jalen's a part of this running game.
Right.
Yeah, Jalen's a part of this running game. This running game is better. That's why I'll take this team. This team is better.
Mm. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, this team is better.
One question here, then we'll go back to the phones. Uncle Jamie checks in and says, "Am I the only one thinking Mahomes is less than 50%? And three wideouts hurt, Kelce hurt. What am I missing about this offense?" So Kelce had a bad back. He's not even listed on the injury report.
Yeah, how did he look in that championship game?
Yeah, it's
how bad was his back in that championship game?
Didn't seem to affect him. Mecole Hardman, Andy Reid had said yesterday or today that it's going to be tough for him to play. Mm-hmm. Juju's not practicing right now with a knee injury. Kadarius Toney, who's been pretty good since being traded over from the Giants, he has an ankle hamstring. He hasn't practiced. Mm-hmm. He's been pretty good over there. So they're going to be at least without Hardman. And the other guys are at the very least going to be a little bit banged up. I mean,
these are the same guys he threw for over 5,000 yards with. Yeah. You tell me the 1,000-yard receiver on his team. Now, if you're telling me Kelce wasn't playing, then, yeah, I'd be like, great. Yeah, other than that, none of these receivers scare you by looking at them on paper, and he still managed to throw for over 5,000 yards with them.
Yeah, one guy will have a decent game, and then another guy steps up and has a game.
Hell, look at the game that Scantley had last week.
Yep.
He had well over 100 yards last week in that game. Against Cincinnati.
Yeah, if he's throwing for 5,000 yards, it's going somewhere.
Somebody's getting those yards.
It can't all be Kelce at tight end.
Right. I know Kelce had, 1,400, I believe.
Man.
Yeah, 1,400 or 1,500. But, yeah, his receivers aren't going to scare you, but we knew that. Even if they were healthy, they wouldn't scare you. I mean, you would still say the same thing.
Yeah.
It would still scare you. It's the quarterback throwing the football. How many Super Bowls did Brady win with the Amendolas and the Wes Welkers and the, like,
yeah,
Deion Branches and Deion Branch, David Givens? He had Randy Moss, didn't win the Super Bowl. So, I'm just telling you, great quarterbacks find a way to get it done. You can have the best receivers all you want to. If you don't have the guy pulling the trigger, getting the ball to him, it doesn't matter. And so Pat Mahomes is accustomed to playing with less talent. He's been doing it all year.
Yep, without an issue. All right, let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny. How are you, buddy?
I'm glad we're finished with the Flower Power Fashion Hour. We can get back to sports.
There we go.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. This is my life philosophy. Hawaiian shirt, cargo shorts, flip-flops. And personality has gotten me through life. Screw the suits.
Well, there you go. See, yeah. I think that's what Jack was going for, too. Minus the cargo shorts.
You know what? You actually have some game. And so you could pull it off.
Me?
You know, whereas, Ike and Johnny Marks, they need to dress nice.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, much better, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Now, John, and also, John, thank you for coming back. I don't know who that positive guy was the other day that confused everybody. But
I still am positive. But you can't deny that Jonathan Gannon against great quarterbacks hasn't exactly been a favorable matchup for this team.
Stop. Let me turn this around. Instead of us worrying about Jonathan Gannon and death by a thousand paper cuts on passing, how about the other way around? How about we're up 3 points and we get the ball with 7 minutes left? And our running game runs the clock out, and Mahomes doesn't even get on the field. That's how I see this game ending. Oh. The other way around. Mm. Our run offense keeps him off the field, and that's how we win the game. And not the other way around. We have to worry about Mahomes getting the ball back. So you
have more confidence in the offense than the defense, is what you're saying.
I think our running game, how many times this year, no matter who the defense was, have we had these long 15, 16 play drives that lasted 7-8 minutes. You realize last week we had a drive.
We had three of them, didn't we?
Yeah. We hadn't crossed the 50 yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I see us winning the game. And I can see, I'm picturing it now. The TV cameras on Mahomes, and he's pacing on the sidelines, chomping at the bit. And there's Andy Reid with that stoic face, chomping, you know, chopping on the cheeseburger, wondering when, you know. And meanwhile, we're just running the ball, tick, 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 tick. And by the way, Andy Reid already ran out of timeouts in the third quarter, so he can't
stop
the
clock. So and then it's a third and three, and if the Eagles get a first down, the game's over. They go to victory formation. And the handoff is to Miles Sanders. No, it's kept by Hurts. Ah. He's got the first down. Right.
And then he slides instead of going out of bounds or going in the end zone, and we run the clock out because he's that intelligent.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking different for the end of the game, starting today's show, Kenny. But yeah, I could see that. All I'm saying is that they faced one good above average quarterback this year, Dak Prescott. They got smoked. Right? They haven't played great quarterbacks this year.
Well, you know, I don't write the schedule. And by the way, aside from that, there's only like six good teams in the league anyway. I mean, people always talk about our schedule. What? So every week we're supposed to play Kansas City, Buffalo, and who else in the NFC? I mean, there's only – if you look at this league, 20 teams completely were horrible this year.
Mm-hmm.
That only leaves 12 teams, including us, 11 teams left, and you can't play everybody. We had to play Dallas twice. Mm-hmm. They were considered one of the best teams,
mm-hmm.
right? We played Minnesota. They were considered one of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else are we supposed to play?
But it's not.
Well, you can only play who's on your schedule. But that doesn't mean that if someone else played four or five of those teams that are difficult shouldn't get credit for playing those teams. I mean, the Eagles shouldn't be penalized for playing who's on their schedule, but it doesn't mean that they didn't have an easier path than Kansas City, who had to play Baltimore, who had to play Cincinnati, who had to play Buffalo. Like, that's a tougher schedule.
Well, the AFC has some better teams. The NFC,
right,
a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're right.
So whoever came out of the NFC, you could say that about.
Yeah, but
I would agree with you, Kenny. No, you're absolutely right. It wouldn't matter who came out of the NFC. That's probably what you would be able to say. Because we were talking about how great the 49ers were, and plenty of people brought up their schedule.
They didn't have very impressive wins,
right,
either.
They didn't have any impressive wins. So, yeah, you're right.
When you're looking
at an NFC team, yeah, that was part of my argument yesterday in saying I thought the AFC was a stronger conference.
Right.
Than the NFC. That was the point I was making.
I mean, it's not.
It's not a slight towards the Eagles.
We're not
just,
trying
it
to,
is God, what it is.
I mean, even Kenny from the Dirty 30 is very sensitive to this. Mm-hmm. All it means is that they just haven't been tested like maybe some other teams in the AFC or some other teams.
I think everybody knows the Eagles had an easier path. I don't know why it pains them to admit it. I think everybody realizes that.
They've been very fortunate to face the teams they face in the playoffs.
All you got to do is go through the schedule and tell me the quarterbacks and the teams that you feared. They weren't underdogs in any game this year.
Yeah, that's true. Part of that is because they were good. Part of it is that a lot of the teams
the opponents they were playing weren't very good. I mean, Green Bay was supposed to be good, but it's not their fault that Green Bay was terrible this year.
Right.
After being the number one seed last year. It's not the Eagles' fault. But if you just look at the opponents next year, you can already envision it being a tougher schedule.
Sure.
That's the other thing about playing when you're talking about a team being good every year. You're going to get the tougher schedule every year.
Right.
Like, you're going to be playing a first-place schedule or division-winning schedule every year.
So, to that point, you look at Tennessee, you look at Green Bay, they were the toughest on paper based on the previous year's record.
They were the two number one seeds. Yep.
But you got them at home.
Yep.
So, that's the advantage of not having the first-place schedule. If you have a first-place schedule, you're probably
on the road for at least
one of them.
Yeah.
But like that, so, that's what they'll see next year. But the Eagles are fortunate that it didn't carry over year to year with those teams. Because they both kind of fell apart. I mean, neither team made the playoffs. So it was a much easier game than you had originally anticipated. Or when their strength of schedule at the beginning of the season, I feel like it was even easier once you got going through the season.
Yeah.
Because the tougher teams and tougher games weren't all that tough at all.
Yeah. Some of them had sustained injuries or what have you. And again, there's no problem with that. Just like the Eagles had one of the tougher schedules in 2021.
Right.
I mean, they had to play the AFC West.
Right.
So they had to play the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos. And I think we only beat the Broncos. That was the game we beat them out there.
Yes. Jalen had a had a good game there.
Yeah, but we lost to the Raiders. We lost to the Chiefs. And we beat the Broncos. They had Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback.
Right. Lost to the Chargers.
Lost to the Chargers.
Yeah. All right. So, Ike, we have Rios. Was it last time we talked to him, Jack? But Rios has produced an Eagles anthem, I suppose. Jack's listened to it. Rios is on
it's
the
clean.
Line.
It's clean.
It is good. Clean. We got the radio edit. So here is there a name to the song, Jack? Or
you can ask for
it. All right, well, here it is. Take a little listen to it.
The world's most hated, but our city's most favorite. Bleeding green from the wool, gold birds, how we say. Eagles fight from the mud, eagles fly to the top. Eagles starving for the chip, go through storms and never stop. Symbolic to the land, un-American, not a fan. Doesn't matter, we taking the holy where you stand. Your coach don't have a plan for what we got at hand. Domination, all sides of the ball, you won't withstand. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Violence gets results, Super Bowl's the prize. Violence gets results, Super Bowl's the prize.
I love the hook.
Violence gets results, Super Bowl's the prize. Legacy for Edison Manning, fly, Eagles fly.
Wow. I would say that I would give a huge thumbs up to that. Rios from North Philly, what's the name of the song?
And Greedy and Violet. Come on, man. You already know what time it is. That's all I'm about, man. You know what I mean? Look, let me tell you something. Y'all ain't like y'all gonna need to get the rest of that, because when I go into that second verse and the third verse, I play with words, but with the players' names in it, which is so beautiful.
See, so what you should do is put it on your social media, and then we can direct people out there. It's tough to play a full song on a sports radio show.
I got you. I'm trying to take care of a little raw video while I had somebody record some stuff while I was in the studio, and I added some stuff. So I'm getting some stuff together.
Can we have Jack put it out there on our social medias?
Yeah, put it on your social media. Put it on WIP. It's clean. I'm not cursing. Like, I'm doing the right thing.
But
we
would have to get approval from the lawyers and other people.
Man, look, all right, let me write something. I'm not suing nobody for nothing. This is for y'all. I gave y'all this present. I'm saying it on the air. I can never sue y'all or whatever. This is for the Eagles, man.
All right.
This is about the love, man. Greedy and violence, man. We need it.
So, I love it. I love it.
Rios, can you do a post-Super Bowl win track with Herb as your flavor to you being Chuck D? Hey,
see, Johnny, you always play too damn much. Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'll do something.
Whoa.
Super Bowl win. I'll do something, another John, something different, but I'll put it for a WIP because I would like y'all to have some just in case, hey, it could be a little intro and it's very clean.
Is that what you're thinking? A little intro music, huh?
Little intro for WIP, and that'll be great. Hey, Ike, before I get off this line,
yes,
I was laughing yesterday because I just realized that Freak Boy Ike is back.
Oh, with the reeds.
Yeah, with the reeds. I'm like, yo, Freak Boy Ike is here every year. Yo, Freak Boy Ike always come back. You know what I mean? I love it. But look, man, yeah, I'm gonna try different things. Look, all I know, I'm manifesting whatever for this Super Bowl. And definitely, look, Ike, everybody know, like, if I ever had a chance to really speak to these guys and give them truth about certain things in live combat and everything streets, I'm telling you, I would not disappoint. Everything's always about, famous people or whatever. Man, look, the real part of Philadelphia is the fans. So let's get with the love. The reason why I did this is because of the love, man. Mm-hmm. That's all I did it for. It's for y'all. It's for the love. It's for the surprise.
It.
It's for the city. Mm-hmm. Greedy and violence. Let's go.
All right, Rios.
Love it, brother.
Jack, we need some type of a battle between Herb and Rios the day before our last show before the Super Bowl. Them going back and forth trying to pump each other up. Mm. What do you think?
I think that'll go over well. Well, I'm sure the team would appreciate it.
You know, Rios would steamroll over Herb, man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
be much of a battle.
Yeah.
He'd try to get his, give me
good radio, though.
I don't know if Herb can keep up, because Rios, once the energy gets going,
there's no energy from Herb.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to keep pace with Rios, man. That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, it's probably not fair to ask him to do, but it might be fun.
you never hear Rios stop what he's saying and say, okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's no slowdown. Like, Herb, tries to make a point, stops.
Rios has a great pace to him.
Yeah, there's no pace with Herb.
It's Herb's pace.
It's his pace, man.
Yeah, I got you. And people love it. We'll talk to Herb coming up in 5 o'clock hour. There's not enough time to speak to him right now, so hang on, Herb.
He needs a full 10 minutes. No, yeah.
I was getting ready to say the opposite. There's plenty of time. It's a minute left.
Let's get to Drew in Northeast Philly, though. Drew, so the sensitive Eagles fans out there.
Yes.
Drew is a part of that club. Hi, Drew. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Johnny? What's up, Reese?
How are you?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, I'm not sensitive, man, but it's a little hurtful to keep hearing you guys say we didn't play anybody. Who did Kansas City play? Nobody's defense is like ours on that side.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to say we didn't play anybody, it doesn't matter who you would have played this year. I'm not going to say we wouldn't have been beat, but we probably would have beat most of the teams in the NFL, but it doesn't matter what side it was on.
Okay. So,
and then on top of that,
you think the Eagles played a tough schedule this year?
I'm not going to say it was tough.
Okay.
But it wasn't. I'm not going to say it was easy.
Like, who would you think was our best team? I'm just asking for like your opinion. I'm not trying to argue with you or anything. I just want to know who you think was our toughest team.
Our toughest team we played.
Yeah.
I would probably have to say, from actually watching the game, mm-hmm. it was the Colts.
The Colts. Okay.
And guess who else lost? Colts. To the Colts.
The Chiefs.
Exactly. So what are we talking here, man? What are you guys talking about?
Well, the Colts only won like 3 games all year.
So if they can beat the Chiefs, we can't.
No one said you can't beat the Chiefs. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, Drew, I've already picked the Eagles to beat the Chiefs. They're going to win the game. I'm with you on that. But we're just looking at the schedules, and I don't think it's a negative that we had a favorable path to get to the Super Bowl. Like, we took advantage of it. You know how many times, like, when we played Jake Delhomme, it was like, okay, you didn't take advantage of having Jake Delhomme as your opponent, and you guys lost to him. So, to me, the Eagles actually took advantage of the schedule. They didn't make the schedule. They just beat the teams that were in front of them. They don't need to apologize for it, but we also don't have to make it like they had the toughest road to get here.
All right, I got 2 things for you.
Okay.
First of all, If we put Johnny Marks on as the defensive coordinator, the defense will still do the same thing. That's one thing. All right, it doesn't matter who's back there. The players are phenomenal. Doesn't matter who's back there.
Okay.
The players are phenomenal on the defensive side.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, I don't agree with the fact you could put Johnny Marks back there. But
yeah,
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
You wouldn't want.
I know what you're saying, though. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I pulled up the Chiefs schedule, and the Chargers are in the division.
So
they're in
a
tough division,
yeah.
Which we already know. They played the Bills, lost to the Bills. They played mm-hmm. the 49ers on the road, smashed them.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the Eagles' best win was the Colts this year?
No.
No, I would not have said that.
That can't help your argument, by the way.
Yeah.
They beat a 3-win team or however many wins that the Colts had. Probably the Titans was a beatdown. Pittsburgh was a beatdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Pittsburgh had a rookie quarterback.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But as far as like – but
no, we know they dominated teams, but we're talking about who did they like have a real test against from the standpoint of a quality opponent. Just because you beat the Colts by 1 point, that's not a plus.
Right.
The Colts stink.
The Vikings, and we know how they ended the season,
mm-hmm.
but they were a playoff team. The Giants were a playoff team. I'm looking for another playoff team here. Dallas, but you lost against Dak. You beat Cooper Rush. That's about it.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
That was terrible and won late.
There was a lot of fumbles. It was raining.
Well, I mean, no, not the game. I just mean Jacksonville became a playoff team late in the season versus they – were some juggernaut to start the season off for anybody.
That was also a relatively close game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 215-592. 94-94. Marks and Reese.
This will be our best test, right? Anybody disagree with that? This will be the biggest test.
Easily the best test.
And last week we thought that would be – think about that. We said the 49ers would be the best test the Eagles have had. And that's when they were playing with a third-string quarterback.
Yep. And then the game happened.
They dominated the game. Yeah. But just think about the fact that you're comparing that 49ers team to the rest of the teams that you play, and we were playing against their third-string quarterback that we knocked out. So you're going to get a real test going up against the Chiefs. Going up against the Chiefs. I think the Eagles are ready for it. I do, especially the defense. The offense in the passing game, That's where I'm wondering, is there something more there? Like, is there some? Is like, in other words, Jalen's arm still bothering him? Like,
is there something going on there? It's just been
now
a
it's
long
two
time.
Weeks. It's been a month since they really looked good throwing the football.
Yeah,
well, not since the Dallas game, right?
All right, no, that's it.
And that was Gardner.
And that was it. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What does he have in store for us today? That's next. Your phone calls. Football Friday. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give her, this is for reals, the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. So order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now, Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and a free gift packaging. There you go. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's N-U-D-E. And save 20% off. That's 25% off, not 20% off. Save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas and tell them Ike sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.